This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. The Bureau of Land Management has a new leader for the first time since the Obama administration. The Senate voted 50-45 to confirm Tracy Stone Manning to the job. CPR's Western Slope reporter Stina Sieg has more.
Stone Manning's confirmation comes as the BLM's national headquarters is set to leave Grand Junction, where it's been located for more than a year, though it was never fully staffed. The confirmation vote was split along party lines, including yeses from Colorado's two Democratic senators. Republicans opposed Stone Manning, arguing her work with environmental groups makes her unfit to serve. Republican Congresswoman Lauren Boebert called the new BLM head a, quote, eco-terrorist. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
Colorado business leaders are feeling less optimistic about the economy than they were during the summer. CPR business reporter Sarah Mulholland explains.
A new report from CU's Business Research Division says the Delta variant is the primary reason for a drop in confidence levels since the survey was last conducted in June. Executive Director of CU's Business Research Division, Brian Lewandowski, says companies thought the worst was over this summer and had to reassess their outlook when COVID-19 cases surged again.
I think these businesses are reflecting on that, as well as new concerns that are popping up.
Those new concerns are led by supply chain problems and inflation, according to the report. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
Fort Collins will have a high of 69 today. It'll be mostly sunny with a few clouds in the evening. Denver will peak at 68 degrees with a slight chance of rain in the late afternoon. Colorado Springs will peak at 61 degrees this afternoon, and it'll definitely rain in the afternoon and into the evening. This is CPR and KRCC.